as mentioned in our last session, that La'olam Adam was created, was instituted, when we remember the miracle that the Babylonian king died. And this Babylonian king in the 5th century said that the Jews cannot recite Kriyat Shema because this is a declaration that God is one. He believes in the duality of God. And he dies 5 years later, suddenly, and the persecution stopped. And initially, we would say Kriyat Shema before we went to Shul. And that's L'olam Yehi Adam Yirei Shemai Meseis V'Agaloi, that we should fear God even in private. U'mod Ala Emes, and we should admit the truth. V'dover Emes B'Vavo, we should speak the truth in our hearts when we can't speak it publicly. And what do we say? V'yashkin V'yomar. So now we're going to proclaim God's greatness. But the way we approach God is we first say, we're nothing. Who are we? We are nothing. And we lack significance because compared to God. And then we say that no, but notwithstanding the fact that we lack significance, that we're nothing, we're still the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So that's the next two paragraphs. We're about to approach God. We're first saying we're not worthy, but we are given the chance to have a relationship because we are the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Ribon Kolamim, Lo Tzitkotzen Achim Apim Tachnei Lefanech Kila Rachmach Rabim. God, we're not praying to you, we're not falling in supplication in front of you, but we are looking for your mercy. We don't deserve kindness for you, because ma'anu ma'chayenu ma'chasteni ma'tzitkotzenu. What are we? What's our lives? What have we done? We're not righteous enough. What can we say before you, God? We're nothing. This actually was the Gemara in Yoma, Daf Pei Zayin Beis states, this was Rabbi Yochanan's vidui on Yom Kippur. This is Rabbi Yochanan's vidui that he recited on Yom Kippur. That it's a very pessimistic, humanity is worthless. We say ma 7 times. But then the next paragraph, what do we say? We are different because we are nobility. We are God's people. It's actually this line of matzit kosedu and anachnu apilim tachunen lefanecha kiel rachamecha harabim. So I'm sorry, lo atzit kosedu achtim apilim tachunen lefanecha kiel rachamecha harabim, that we're not coming to you because of our righteousness, is actually taken from Sefer Daniel, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Ches. And this is a familiar theme throughout the davening. We're not worthy. Humanity is so insignificant compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how can we even approach God? We can approach God because he had a relationship with our ancestors. That's the first paragraph of Ribon Kol Amim and the second paragraph of Al Nachnu Amcha, but we can't have that relationship with you.